周六品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
四月份咧，我哋嘅专题咧系讲阅读，咁我哋好荣幸咧系请你一个专家啦 ，Adrian Gear。咁 Adrian 本身咧就是一个教师，亦都系作家，亦都系咧系演讲好多嘅讲座啦。咁佢亦都系有25年嘅教学经验，亦都系出咗7本嘅专业嘅书。咁咧亦都系 Simbi 嘅一个嘅 Chief Learning Officer 呢个首席嘅学习嘅一个主管嚟嘅。Welcome Adrian。
Good morning, Selina. Thank you for having me back. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah. 咁 Adrian 咧就想问下佢咧，就佢睇到呢、這个即系学习嘅障碍究竟系啲乜嘢咧？咁因为佢自己从事咗教学咁多年啦，咁我亦都想问一问佢。Adrian, what kind of learning challenges have you noticed in your teaching career?
So there are many different challenges that children have when they're learning, particularly learning to read. There are language processing problems. Sometimes children experience ADHD, so they have trouble focusing. But I think the most significant issue that significantly impacts reading development is something called dyslexia, which is a condition that makes it very difficult for children to understand text or speech. And for children who have dyslexia, the reading and writing and speaking can be very challenging and overwhelming for them.
咁佢话咧喺佢个教学经验嚟讲咧，佢都见到好多嘅困难啦，喺儿童喺即系阅读方面。咁佢咧有啲咧就可能系喺语言处理嗰度有问题啦。咁有啲可能系有啲多动症啦，咁变咗佢系喺呢个专心嗰方面系有啲问题啦。咁但系咧好多时咧就系有一个情况咧就叫做 dyslexia 啦。咁呢个咧就系一个识字嘅困难症。咁呢一个咧通常嚟讲咧就系非常之困难啦。因为啲学童嚟讲咧，就系有困难去理解一啲嘅文字啦，或者系语言啦等等。咁如果系呢方面咧，佢哋喺呢个读啊、写啊同埋讲方面咧，都系有啲困难，同埋都觉得咧就系好吃力咁样样嘅。So how do these learning challenges, especially the dyslexia that you mentioned, that impact the children's reading development?
Well, there are many things that will happen when a child with dyslexia is trying to learn to read. One of them is reversal of letters. So, for example, if you're reading the word cat, most people would look at the word cat and see the first letter C and say k. Mm-hmm. But children with dyslexia often reverse the letters. So rather than looking at the C,they look at the T at the end and they try to read it backwards, which is very problematic for understanding a word. Also, children with dyslexia have trouble remembering the story, comprehending the story. They might have difficulty processing, not understanding how words connect with rhyme or spelling or remembering how to spell.And also one very significant challenge is something called word jumping. And that is when a reader is reading along, their eyes are traveling along the line from left to right, the word. Children with dyslexia, they have trouble with that straight line. And so the words on the page when they're reading jump, they appear to jump. So it's very hard for them to track.
咁原来咧就呢个识字困难症咧有好多方面嘅症状噶，咁譬如话啲学童嚟讲咧，佢系颠倒一啲嘅字啊，譬如话好佢个举例咧就系cat 吓 C A T 咁样啦，咁我哋通常就睇住 C A T 咁啊 C 字开始睇起啦，咁但系如果佢哋有呢个识字困难症嘅话咧，佢倒转咗嚟睇啊，佢可能先睇咗 T。啊！佢變咗係 T A C 咁樣嚟睇，咁變咗呢一個係一個情況啦。咁另外一情況咧，就係喺閱讀佢個理解方面啊，佢可能咧就係好難去記低一啲嘅古仔啊咁樣樣。咁甚至咧有啲係喺處理呢一個聽覺方面嘅困難啦。咁佢哋可能咧好難識別一啲嘅字譬如一啲同音字啊，或者係嗰方面咧都係有一啲嘅困難。咁最後一個情況咧，佢就話咧佢哋有一個 叫 word jumping 啦，即系话跳字啊。咁点样为之跳字咧？佢哋喺呢个可能就系呢个视觉处理方面嘅困难啦。咁佢哋咧好多时咧，譬如我哋由左边睇到右边咁样一条直线咁睇啦，通常都系。咁但系如果有呢个症状嘅学童嚟讲咧，佢哋可能咧睇下睇下跟唔到，佢唔一定系一条直线咁睇，咁可能系跳下跳下咁样，变咗咧佢哋喺睇阅读方面咧就出现咗呢几种嘅状况嘅。What are some skills reader may struggle with when learning to read?
Well, one of the things I mentioned in our first session was what reading proficiency is. Reading proficiency is a reader who is mastering both the decoding or reading the words, which I call book reading, and also understanding those words, which is comprehension or something that I call brain reading. So when as a teacher, when I'm trying to identify what is the area of reading that this child needs support in, the first thing I want to do is try to figure out, are they struggling with code? Are they struggling with the words book reading? Or are they struggling with the understanding or the comprehension?
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it's both, mm-hmm. right? But what we have to figure out is where are they struggling?
咁咧就 Adrian 好似咧，我哋上一次咧都讲过啦，一个比较好嘅或者睇得睇书睇得好嘅咧，通常咧就系有两个条件啊，一个咧就系 decoding 啦吓，解码，将啲字知道系咩意思吓，咁呢个咧佢就直叫咧就系叫做book reading 吓。读书咁样，咁另外一个咧就系第二个层次啦。第二个层次咧就系理解啦，就佢叫做咧就系 brain reading， 即系用个脑去睇下。咁咧就系一个理解方面，咁即系有读同埋理解呢两方面。咁所以咧，如果系佢哋有情况出现嘅时候咧，咁佢通常嚟讲咧就睇下佢哋究竟系喺边一方面阅读系出现问题咧，究竟佢哋系。解码嗰方面系唔识得去解嗰啲字，譬如话字音啊，或者啲语法啊等等，佢系揾唔到个意思啊，定系话佢喺呢一个理解方面、明白嗰方面系出现问题咧，或者甚至系两样都有嘅，吓咁啊呢个就佢作为一个教师嚟讲咧，佢就要睇下。究竟喺边一方面出咗问题嘅时候咧，咁先至咧就可以即系帮呢个学童咧嚟够解决呢一个困难嘅。咁究竟如果系有呢啲情况嘅时候，佢又可以点样解决咧？咁样 ，What are some of the strategies that you recommend for children who may be struggling with those area?
So, with children who struggle definitely struggle with some of the book reading, for example, the book reading challenges. One of the things that we look at is something called the trimodal method. Trimodal is different ways to read. So children can read silently, they can read aloud, or they can listen to a story. Those are the three different modes of reading. And so what we recommend to children who are struggling with book reading is to listen to audiobooks. It's really, really helpful when you're listening to an audiobook and following along with the words. That's different than just listening to a story. You listen and you follow along. So that's one great strategy. Also that they spend time reading alone, silently, and also reading aloud. And one of the things that is difficult sometimes for children who struggle with book reading is they're a little embarrassed about reading out loud. So we encourage children to, you know, go into your room, close the door, and practice. Read to your dog, read to your stuffy. And also rereading. Reading a book a second and third time is also very, very helpful.
咁Adrian呢介绍咗好多几方面喎。咁佢呢就叫做 trimodal 啦。咁呢个呢就係用唔同嘅方法呢就係去阅读。咁其实阅读呢都唔係话淨係 静静地坐喺度睇书，咁就叫阅读啦。咁佢就可以用好多唔同嘅方法。譬如第一个方法咧，佢就话用一啲 audio books 咧，即系有啲系有声嘅，有人读咗，然后咧你自己听翻嘅。佢话尤其是系帮助到嘅。咁呢个咧就重要在咧就系俾佢哋跟到嗰篇书嗰个人喺度读紧啲咩嘢。咁呢一个嚟讲咧，对有啲喺 book reading 嘅学童嚟讲咧，就系非常之有用啦。即系佢如果跟住啲书，亦都听到嗰本书嗰个人系点样读法。咁第二样嘢咧，就系话俾佢哋自己有啲时间系自己喺度阅读。咁系自己阅读啦，或者系好静咁睇啦，或者佢自己系读出声。呢两个咧都系可以鼓励下佢哋做嘅。咁佢话咧就尤其是咧有阅读困难嘅学童嚟讲咧，佢哋好怕丑，唔好想读俾人听嘅吓，咁所以俾佢哋一个静嘅机会都好。同埋咧，佢哋可以俾佢哋咧中意睇嘅书咧睇多几次，咁啊亦都系可以鼓励得到。咁而家咧，阿 Adrian 咧就系呢个 Simbi 嘅 Chief Learning Officer 啦。咁不如又同我哋介绍下咩系 Simbi 啦，咁样。So, can you tell us what is Simbi then?
So, Simbi is a reading digital reading platform. So it's an online reading platform with a library of books that children can choose to read and practice their reading skills. Interestingly, though, the background of Simbi was founded by a man named Aaron Friedland. And when Aaron was a student in elementary school, he was diagnosed with dyslexia. So he really found reading, writing, and speaking very difficult and overwhelming.
咁佢话咧 ，Simbi 咧其实系一个数码或者一个网上嘅一个阅读嘅平台啦。咁咧就系佢哋个 founder 咧，即系佢个创办者咧就咁佢自己本身咧就系一个好困难读书，亦都好唔系好叻嘅人嚟嘅。咁亦都系咧就头先讲呢个即系识字困难症咧，佢就系亦都系即系有呢个困难症。佢细个嘅时候咧就有读书啊、写啊同埋讲咧，佢都觉得系好困难同埋系。Adrian?
So one of the things that happened when he was in grade 5, he had struggled with reading. His teacher gave him a book and a tape, books on tape. And so what he did was he listened to a story while he was following along with the book. And he describes this as his light bulb moment where everything changed for him. When he could follow along with someone reading to him, but track the words simultaneously, it just made a huge difference to him. And so all of a sudden, he developed these great, you know, he became a reader, he went on to university, and he was very successful.
Mm-hmm.咁喺 Aaron 咧喺呢个第五班嘅时候咧，佢有个教师咧就俾咗一个录音嘅书俾佢。咁佢咧就听呢个录音书嘅时候咧，就听嗰个人点读啦，然后咧自己咧就跟住嗰本书咧就睇嗰啲字。哇！原来佢发觉咧就非常之有帮助啊。咁啊喺自从嗰时之后咧，佢咧就系即系可以讲系即系好大嘅进步。咁原来咧佢发现咧，原来系睇啲书同埋听咧，系对佢嚟讲咧系即系非常之帮助好大啦。咁但系呢啲咧同呢个 audio books 有啲唔同，即系而家好兴听有啲有声嘅书啦。咁如果 audio books 咧，通常我哋就得个听字，唔系话睇嗰啲字啦。咁呢一个咧就唔系嘅，系亦都系。要个学童系睇同埋跟住听咁样嘅，咁之后佢亦都非常之成功啦，就去咗呢个 McGill 嗰度咧，就系升学，亦都有一个好成功嘅事业啊咁样。
So when he went to McGill University, he began to do his master's in researching how reading while listening impacts reading success. So if children are reading while listening, is that going to help improve their reading skills? And it turns out in his research that he found that it did increase reading success when children were reading along. So what he wanted to do with his Simbi reading platform is design a platform where students who may have reading challenges like him had different options to practice their reading. So he focused on this trimodal read silently, listen to reading, and read aloud. And so that became his vision for the SIMBI platform.
咁 Aaron 呢就係去到 McGill 大學嘅時候呢亦都係晉升呢個碩士，咁佢曾經呢就係一個研究嘅就睇下讀閱讀同埋聽同埋讀嗰方面嘅嘢。咁結果佢發現呢原來呢聽同讀呢係對學生嚟講呢就係可以係改善咗佢哋嘅閱讀能力㗎喎。咁於是乎呢佢就即係整咗 SIMBI 呢一個嘅網上嘅閱讀平台啦，等呢啲學生呢就可以有好多方面嘅幫助啦，譬如話可以聽同埋睇，同埋亦都可以佢哋自己去讀，或者係可以大聲咁讀，等佢哋唔係感覺到好尷尬咁樣。咁咧其實咧都有好多方面咧就可以繼續我哋討論嘅，但係時間方面已經到啦，咁我哋要多謝阿 Adrian 啦，咁我哋要下星期再見啦。Thank you so much, Adrian, for your time. We have to talk about it in next week. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.